Welcome back to PMS Weekly, where we drink scotch. We'll pour it and drink it. I'm John.
I'm Steven.
And welcome back. What are you drinking?
I am drinking. Oh, you can't see, but I brought it out for the big reveal and everything.
The big reveal.
I posted the picture. I asked for feedback, for recommendations. Ultimately, I went with the Glenfiddich.
Nice. We are twinsies today.
Yeah. Well, but mine's 12.
Mine's 15, so it's the older sister.
And it's not too bad. It's not bad at all. It's definitely better than the Red Label. It's definitely better than the Buchanan's.
Yep. And Trader Joe's.
I don't remember. I'll say yes.
Nice. I decided to go with Glenfiddich as well. Not because I suspected anything, but rather just because I do enjoy it. And I'm going to have to get some Johnny Walker again soon.
I might pick that up next time. We'll see.
Yep.
Or I might go with that Costco one that people say is really good.
I might have to try it out myself just to find a Costco nearby.
I think your closest Costco's in Jersey.
Probably. So, shall we start this off reading or evaluating these titles?
Let us begin.
Who's starting?
I'll start.
You start.
I'll start. Here we go. First, police say he tried to masturbate in front of a woman while wearing a wetsuit. Now, he was arrested for building a cave in a state park. So that's like a twofer.
It's a twofer. But so what is, like, where do you think this would, this is Florida again?
I didn't say.
Because this is where a lot of the craziness happens, Florida it or is. Texas.
Well, let's go with, I guess we could go with Florida.
Right.
Because I don't think people are too keen on wetsuits in Texas.
No.
But it could be California.
Yeah, but it could be California, I guess.
Could be Hawaii. Could be Australia.
Could be anywhere.
The down under.
So he was masturbating in front of a woman in a wetsuit. Don't you partially need to be out of the wetsuit to be doing that activity? Or do you think he was just like touching himself through the wetsuit?
I think he had a wetsuit that was like a size or two too small.
All right.
So it was really, you know, compressing everything together.
Mm-hmm.
And so all he had to do was run his hand up and down.
So he probably wasn't even arrested. I mean, like, he probably wasn't even doing that. It's just his wetsuit was too tight. But then after they arrested him, they found out, okay, I admit it. I was building caves in a state park.
Well, what's the problem with that?
It's a state park. You're not allowed to alter the local foliage and landscape.
That's true. But I mean, did this guy really like dig out the side of a rock or the mountain to build a cave? Or did he find a cave and make it his own?
That's a good question.
I mean, it does say building a cave. But I feel like if he actually dug it out, if he was mining it, somebody would see him.
That would be a big deal, yeah. I read some survival books as a kid where the people in the book did that kind of thing.
They made caves?
Well, they like went to onto a state park or something like that, and they lived there for many, many years, having not
That's
been
illegal.
Found. What's that? Exactly.
That's illegal.
The point. It's illegal. So he was probably living there, you know? Or maybe he was in the cave with his wetsuit on, trying to entice women in there with his double size too small or two sizes too small wetsuit.
And he's like,
he would stand
outside,
like, come into my cave. You see what I dug? And so the cops,
was this guy homeless?
I don't know. Sounds like he had a home inside a cave.
Well, he could be a nomad.
Yeah, that's true. Just moving from state park to state park, living in wetsuits.
One cave at a time.
Yeah. If you think about it, you don't really need like a waterproof roof and all that if you have a wetsuit.
Nor do you really need blankets, because I mean, right. That's the whole purpose of point of wetsuit. Keep you nice and warm.
Right. And dry.
Yeah.
So.
Well, from the outside wetness, your inside wetness might be a problem.
After masturbating in front of women. Especially.
Depends on the woman you're looking at. But beauty is in the eye of the beholder, so.
After all. It's true. So, what's up?
What do you got?
Overall, I mean, it seems pretty straightforward. A couple of holes in that one, but something kind of on the same note. Facebook, you know, has been in the news a lot lately, and Facebook is investigating claim employee used access to stalk women. Well, duh.
That's really believable.
Very believable. And a pretty straightforward title to the article, but I mean, we could talk about it a little bit because, you know, there's a lot of possibilities here, you know, like it seems like it's singular employee used access to stalk multiple women. I highly doubt he's the only one or
I does think
she, I, he, she, doesn't matter. I doubt they were the only one.
No, I think that's just he or she is a good employee. I think somebody got caught and he took the rap for it. Like, I was the only one that did it. Because, I mean, if you worked at Facebook, come on, you would do the same exact thing.
Yeah, we were all guilty of using Facebook to stalk women at some point in our lives.
No. We were guilty of using MySpace.
All right, it was MySpace in our days.
Type. Home.
I think we have that. Do you have that GIF somewhere still?
Yes.
We need to post that to our Instagram then. That was like one of the first GIFs, stick figure GIFs you ever made.
Ever. I think it's on my photo bucket. If I can remember how to log into that thing.
Just recover the password. This was from back in the days when we used to all sit in the same room together on computers and... try to wait for messages back from, it was not an instant message, so you had to refresh the page every time you wanted to see on MySpace.
That was the whole point of home.
So, I mean, that actually makes sense. I mean, so this one guy was taking the fall for all of the other employees. No, I was the only one doing it.
Yeah, I think that's what he did.
But really, there were, I mean, come on, guys. Really? I think it's just because Facebook's a hot news item right now.
Well, it is, because I actually have another one for Facebook if you wanted.
Yeah, let's hear it.
Facebook admits it did not read terms of the app that harvested data of 87 million.
Nobody reads the terms.
Well.
What makes you think Facebook would have to read the terms?
I don't know.
I mean, they're pointing the same finger at all of the people listening. As far as I know, I did watch a little bit of Mark Zuckerberg's interrogation of the internet.
How did that go?
It was pretty hilarious because most of the people, the senators interrogating or questioning him, don't know anything about the internet.
How dare you say that? They are well-informed individuals who can make rash decisions on technology of today.
One guy didn't even know how Facebook would make money.
How does the Facebook make money?
They sell ads.
That's true.
That's pretty much it. So
ad rev.
Yeah.
It's big.
So your Facebook again. Read it again.
Oh, the title. Facebook admits it did not read terms of the app that harvested data of 87 million.
Did they to sign up for that app? Like,
I don't know what app you're talking about.
Right. What app is that? The Facebook app? This title is crap, just to be honest.
Like, I'm trying to think of it. What could they be talking about?
They were talking about the Analytica thing is the whole app that they... But that's not an app. That's like a whole company.
Yeah.
With the little
apps. Maybe they're talking about whoever made the app for them.
Whoever developed the app. Yeah.
Yeah, they wrote their own terms and services.
And Facebook
didn't read it.
The developer... Right, okay. They must have lawyers, in which case, who is Facebook in this case?
Mark.
Yeah, Mark is Facebook. I mean, there's thousands of employees. If all of them are saying, no, we never read it, then they should take the fall for that.
Listen, one guy already took a fall this week. We can't have another. That's why it's just a blanket. Facebook admits.
Yeah.
Or that's a collective.
Right.
Everybody's
Facebook is the collective. Versus this just the single employee who took the fall. So here's a fun one. Wildlife photographer of the year disqualified for using stuffed animals for his photos.
Now, before the show, I asked you if you had an article about a photographer, and you said no.
Oh,
it's okay.
Well, it's perfect. Then we can talk about it.
Oh, yeah. Well, my title is actually a little different. Mine is Wildlife Photographer of the Year Image Disqualified for Featuring Taxidermy Animal. Just different wording. Same.
Basically, like I was thinking more like he took his daughter's teddy bear that morning. Basically, right. That's the title that I read.
Yeah.
He took his daughter's teddy bear that morning and was like, sorry, honey, I'm going to use this to make photographer of the year.
Mr. Snuggles is going to be famous in the morning, baby.
But Mr. Snuggles doesn't even look real.
Okay, so now that we've identified, well, based on my title, should he be disqualified? I mean, he still shot a wild animal.
That's a good question. It doesn't say a live wild animal. Maybe he lied about it, and that was where the problem lied.
I bet you he omitted that information. Like, he just submitted the picture.
Right, and didn't say this is a live animal. So he didn't lie about it, and he also just didn't tell the truth.
Right. Well,
or offer the truth.
Lying by omission.
Right.
That's pretty shitty.
Yeah.
Because everybody else, they have crazy setups and they camp out for weeks on end to get one perfect picture. And this guy's like, hey, Ted, you know that bobcat you stuffed last week? Let me use it for a picture. go put it in the backwoods over there. Prop it up real nice for me.
And I'm going to pretend. I never saw that before. Come on, guys. Get your crap together.
He's trying to.
He did try to, and he did, actually. He won. But nay.
So how do they find out? Did Ted, from Ted's taxidermy, come out and say, that's my bobcat, or whatever it was?
Well, somebody probably, like, they kind of know about these things. Like, one of the judges probably realized of the photography contest was probably like... Or some Redditor was like, you know, that looks like a stuffed animal. They don't actually pose like that at all.
They saw the stitch on the ear?
Yeah. Or the glass eyes. You know, there's no red eye in the photo, which means glass eyes are the only eyes that look back at you like that.
I don't think anybody submitted
think about the
picture.
The poor teddy bear now, right? So, his daughter... Oh, wait, we established it's not a teddy bear.
Let's pretend like it is.
Based on my title, right?
Yeah.
So, poor daughter. Now, her teddy bear is defamed. Basically, like, Stormy Daniels, you know.
I never
heard of her. Suing Donald Trump.
I don't know that woman.
You never heard of her?
No, isn't that what he said? I never heard of her.
Yeah, okay. So maybe that's what the wildlife photographer. But anyway, poor daughter now, you know, her teddy bear has to live in shame.
For shame, Mr. Snuggles.
That is a good name for a teddy bear.
Yeah.
Mr. Snuggles.
Or, I could have said Lotso. Lotso Huggin' Bear.
So.
That's from Toy Story, John, if you didn't know that.
I haven't seen Toy Story in a while. I apologize.
Toy Story 3.
There's a stick in my boot.
No, snake. There's a snake in
stick.
His boot.
Stick.
Snake. Snake.
I don't know what they say anymore.
There's a snake
Stop
in my
pulling
boot.
My string.
I don't think he says that either.
Damn it. It's been a while, okay? It's been a while.
Have a kid. You'll freshen up. Trust me.
That's the plan, I suppose.
Did you just confirm Cassie's pregnancy?
No.
Holy shit. Everybody, Cassie is pregnant. Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you.
Getting on Twitter
right
now. That's
how rumors get started. You're getting on Twitter right now? All of our listeners?
Yes. All, however many of it now. What are we up to, like 3,400?
More like 3.5.
Three. Don't tell them the secret of about the subscriber base.
The subscriber
makes up your family.
All right, so I have another one. This is, I mean, I really like understand this one. I think it speaks to me since I am a believer in Odin. I do pray to him regularly. Due to the fact that there are no ice giants. So an army soldier is allowed to grow his beard for Norse religion, a heathen tradition.
This falls in line with the spaghetti gods.
Yeah.
What was that, weeks ago? That he got to wear the colander in his DMV picture?
Yeah. This is essentially along the same lines. So, I mean, listen, if we are no hate, you know, for anything, for any reason.
Whoa. Slow down. Who said we're a no hate country? Who ever said that?
You know, if that's what the politically correct people are striving to make us.
Right.
Is really what I meant. So I do believe he should be allowed to grow his beard.
Who was he again? He was an army
soldier. It doesn't say what army in what country, but it's a Newsweek article, which, I mean, it's basically a tabloid, but...
Well, it's definitely not the Taliban, because they all have fucking beards.
They're required to have a beard.
Yeah.
And it's not for Norse religion or a heathen tradition.
Right.
Basically, you better grow your beard or... You are of another religion, and we're going to, yeah, who knows? So maybe this guy is actually from the Taliban, and he wants to have his beard, and he's just blaming it on a Norse religion rather than his own.
Wow. Have you ever been sued for slander?
Not yet.
Yep.
Working on it, though. I would like to join the ranks of Trump and many others.
You'll get there. Trying to deface a American soldier. America.
It didn't say American.
That well, I'm going to say that it
say
is.
American.
That's
it
my right.
Any soldier, it's your right, no. But it could be a Mexican soldier.
It's not. No, it's not. They're allowed beards, too.
They're also allowed beards?
I don't know.
Could be a Canadian soldier.
No, because Canadians can't grow facial hair. Oh, yes, they can. Hockey players can. But only hockey players can.
Hockey players are allowed to have beards?
Of course.
Nice. I don't follow hockey at all.
I think there's like two rules for Canadian hockey. Beard and not a full set of teeth.
Well, don't you lose your teeth during hockey game?
Right.
So he's got a head to have been playing. It's the sign of a good player.
Right.
To be in a professional team if he has no teeth.
If you've never been hit in the mouth with a hockey puck, you're a pussy.
Fuck, that hurts.
Slap shot.
I mean, it's never happened to me, but I'm just saying.
12 miles an hour to the face.
Ouch. I remember we used to have hockey sticks.
Yeah, I used to. My dad would actually take me to Memorial Park before they made that skate park where they would freeze over that little parking lot.
Right.
We would go there and slap around some sticks.
No, never did it. I just remember having it. No, we used to play with the ball in the street.
Yeah.
Like, what do you call that? Lacrosse on pavement.
No. There's roller hockey.
Yeah. But we used student sneakers because I couldn't afford rollerblades.
I didn't have rollerblades either.
Maybe that was after our time. I feel like not, though.
Roller hockey? Roller hockey's been a thing for a long time.
So, here's another one. You got to give one next.
Okay.
Because I gave the last two.
Okay.
And I stole one from you.
You did. It's okay, though. So, have you ever felt like sometimes you just can't compete?
Every day.
Well, then this is for you.
Okay.
You should move to Texas. Because a Texas town holds a 0.5K, not a 5K, for underachievers.
For two and a half K? That's like not.
No, it's a 0.5K.
So it's half a mile, not even half a mile. That's ridiculous. That's a sprint.
Well, hold on. Let's see. Oh, so, yeah, it is half mile.
What's that?
No, I was just checking how far 0.5K is.
It's a little bit under a half a mile.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's your participation award.
Exactly.
Game right
at
there.
Its
like,
finest.
I mean, we're what kind of message are we sending to children or adults or anybody these days?
It's A-okay to be below a C. That's what we're teaching them.
If you can't get any of the questions right, we're going to take the one that you did get right and give you an A+ based on that one question you got right.
There's 100 questions on this test, but if you can almost answer 10 of them, you pass.
That sounds like the ending of a Celebrity Jeopardy from Saturday Night Live.
Pretty much.
If you can write any letter, you win the game.
So my thought with this 0.5K.
That's what your mother said last night.
Do you think there are those people that show up just to win? Like actual 5K participants? And they're I'll race you.
Did you watch the movie I told you about?
Bad Words?
Yeah.
No.
Oh my God, dude.
Not yet. I'll watch it tomorrow.
You need to watch it
tomorrow.
Because that's basically like Usain Bolt showing up to a 0.5K.
Speaking of Usain Bolt, he plays for my favorite soccer team now.
He's a soccer player now?
Yeah. He got signed to Borussia Dortmund in Germany.
Is he a good soccer player?
No. He's just really fast.
So, but I mean, the thing is, you have to be a good soccer player in order to, like, for that to translate, because you have to be able to kick the ball in front of you.
That's what they're hoping to
teach him.
Teach him, yeah.
Interesting.
Because he's so fast, so they want him to be able to sprint downfield on a breakaway.
With the ball.
With the ball and score.
Okay.
He has scored one.
He scored once?
Yeah. It didn't look too pretty, but he got it in the net.
I'm going to have to YouTube that later.
Yeah.
Usain Bolt playing soccer or football?
Borussia Dortmund.
What?
That's the team name. Borussia Dortmund.
It's your favorite football team?
It is.
I don't follow it at all.
I even bought Sophie a uniform.
Wow.
Yeah.
Doesn't have any vulgar anything on it, right?
No. It's just a soccer uniform.
No. I'm loving it.
No. No advertising here.
Good. All right.
So the question, are there assholes that show up to a 0.5K to win?
I think so.
Because they're like, all these fatties are coming. So they could say, so they can get that bumper sticker. Because you know the period on that bumper sticker is so fucking small. It's like a grain of rice.
I ran a...
yeah. I ran a 5K. 0.5K.
0.5K. Whisper.
And then you see the guy in the front seat of this pickup truck, this 94 Bronco,
like
stuffing his face with McDonald's.
That guy did not run a 5K.
Yeah. Whose truck is this, man? It says you ran a 5K. Oh, it's mine. I did it.
You did what not your, do it.
What was your time? 17 minutes. What the fuck? Yeah. Check
when
it
did
online.
You do that? 20 yeah. years ago? No, this no. was last week.
Yeah, last weekend. Wow, you really blew up since then. I don't say it's my claim to fame, but
I want to go. I want to go to a 0.5K now. I wonder if they have one locally. Probably
no, it's in
Beacon.
Texas. Start one.
No.
Just start one. You know who you can get in contact with? Get in contact with Ali or Randy Savage.
Either one.
Yeah. And say, listen.
I want to start a 0.5K.
Yeah.
I want to include everybody.
Right.
Who always wanted to run and win a 5K. But how many winners can you have?
One.
That's just insane. That's a sprint.
You can't have two number ones, John. That'd
so is there a limit to how fast somebody can go, though?
No.
Is there a limit to or
is there a
bottom
limit?
To the weight? It's not a weight limit. Is there a what do you call it? Is there a minimum weight requirement?
Is there a minimum weight? Yeah.
Do you have to be at least 480 pounds?
Wow. That's a lot.
That's huge. All right, 300 pounds.
It's still pretty big. But
I'm just, all right.
If you can fit into a medium, you can't be in the race.
You need at least a triple XL and not the gangster white tees version.
Well, that's how you measure it. The white tees down to your ankles.
As long as the pants are around your... Okay, they're allowed to. If the pants are around your thighs, whether because you think that's cool or because you can't get them past your thighs, you're allowed to participate. Is that how this works?
Sign me up.
You are neither one of those.
No. But still, I'll wear my pants around my thighs just to... Run a 0.5K.
Just to beat people in a 0.5K?
Yeah. It's like that movie. What was it called? Johnny Knoxville, when he tries to rig the Special Olympics.
Oh, God. Then he gets in trouble.
Yeah. That.
How do they make some of these movies? That's what I want to know. Like, I watch some movies, and they're so blatantly unpolitically correct.
Because it's all in the name of comedy, John.
Yeah, okay.
It's all okay if you just yell, "It's just a prank, bro."
It's just... I love that. You still get their asses beat. So, Alexa exec Charlie Kindle leaves it... Oh, there goes my Alexa. Charlie Kindle leaves Amazon to spend more time with his smart home.
I think
at first
most...
I started to read this title and I'm like, Aw, he wants to spend more time with his his smart home.
Now, see, that's how we're different. That was your initial thought. My initial thought was, wait a second, this guy's name is fucking Kindle?
And he works for Amazon?
Yeah, so did they name this thing? Did he invent it? Did they name it after him?
K-I-N-D-E-L, not L-E. But semantics. I guess they could have still technically named it after him.
It's still fucking Kindle.
But I'm going to quit my job so I can spend more time with my smart home.
And not for nothing. This is what happened. I know what happened now. This is not on topic. But this guy helped invent the Kindle. But if they spelt it K-I-N-D-E-L, he would get royalties because it's his name. So if they switch those last two letters, that's not your name, man. Sorry.
So that's another reason why he's leaving.
Exactly.
He wants to spend time with his own smart home, not the Amazon Alexa. So.
Poor guy, though.
He's going to. Why, poor guy?
Because for exactly what you thought. Oh, he's going to spend time with his... Oh, no, not a family. Smart home.
I wonder if he has a family and he doesn't... And he didn't cite them as his reason for leaving.
No.
And now they feel left out.
Nope.
No.
He's a loser.
He's definitely...
He lives a life of solitude.
A neck beard.
Yes. Man.
Thank you, Reddit.
Some people, I tell you.
So, I mean, I would like to read that article to get a little bit more into it, but I don't really want to because, I mean, I kind of get it. Guy's a loser. Wants to leave Amazon so he can spend more time with his smart home because, hello, who doesn't want to spend more time with their smart home?
I cannot sit in my living room and say, turn the lights on, and somebody's going to do it. But if I had a smart home with nobody in it...
Your daughter wouldn't do it?
She can't reach it.
Oh. But my Amazon devices will allow me to do that.
I haven't fitted my house with any smart electronics.
By the way, I ordered a smart camera. Well, just basically a camera that comes with, it's $20, comes with free 14 days worth of cloud storage. So it's just cycling 14 days. So you can watch 14 days behind, basically.
Security camera?
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, $20, 1080p.
Let me know how that turns out.
I will. I'll definitely let you know how it turns
out. You have to hardwire it to the house?
No, it's a Wi-Fi camera. But it does need to be plugged in. Like
that's what I was asking.
Power source.
That's what I meant by hardwired.
But it's like a USB power source, so you could probably put like a battery pack onto it or something like that.
Yeah.
So let you know how it works out, but because it's like motion sensor too, and it's night vision. And you can talk back to it through it. So you can, for $20. Can't go wrong. Well, people were raving about it. What's that?
You could go wrong.
No, I don't think so. And this is why, actually, all of this crap about Facebook tracking your information, I don't mind. Because they advertised that to me, and I've been thinking about getting a smart camera for the house.
They know that.
And they knew that. And they gave me the cheapest, bestest one, apparently.
Their analytics on you were, want security camera, cheap as fuck.
So, yeah. Hopefully it's a good one. Yeah. But all the reviews on Amazon said it was pretty awesome, and people right away bought several more to surround their house with cameras. And I said, wow, there are a lot of paranoid people in this world.
But this is what I tell people about reviews on Amazon. You can have the same exact product. One that costs nothing. One that's $5.
mm-hmm.
and then one that claims to be better and it's $80. The one that's significantly cheaper is always going to have 5 to 10 times more reviews.
Always. More reviews. Yeah, I don't always look at the quantity of reviews. I go to the negative reviews and see what people actually said and the date that they were said, because that makes a big difference. If they were all said in like 2013 and all the positive reviews were from like 2015 to 2018, then those things matter.
Because those are bought reviews. That's why.
Yeah, a lot of them are bought reviews. Yeah. That's the thing. Like, I was sent this item for free.
Like, well, no, that they have to disclose.
Yeah. All right. Well, so
all right.
I have one more funny one here.
Let's do it.
So, a Raleigh man steals jorts from a sleeping neighbor, court documents say. Now, this face, this mugshot that I see in this thumbnail, John O'Donnell is the man's name. Great. I share a name with this man.
So you share first and last shorts. Name, John O'Donnell. Great. What a coincidence. Keep
it's
telling
not
us
my
more.
Last name. So anyway, he's who steals jean shorts from somebody who's sleeping?
Somebody who doesn't have jorts for themselves. That's who.
I just picture, and first of all, who wears jorts in an area where they could be stolen off of you and falls asleep in that place?
So do you think this guy was asleep, like, in the comfort of his own home, in his bed tucked in?
No, I think he was, like, fell asleep on a chair, like, outside in the sun in cut-off jean shorts.
And the guy was like, I always wanted a pair of Daisy Dukes.
Exactly. That's exactly what goes through my head. And they're like low cut-off Daisy Duke styles. Yeah, absolutely.
Well, yeah, because you can't get down. Like, you can't really bend if they're long. You need them short to be active.
Not. You need them short.
And who wants a tan at their knees?
Nobody. So, and this guy, he either liked the way they looked on him and decided that he should steal them, or liked the way they didn't look
on the other guy.
Right. So he was like, you know, I never want to see these on anybody ever again. So I'm going to steal them from him.
He was doing a real life who wore it better.
Is what, I mean, makes the most sense.
He posted pictures on Instagram. OOTD, right? Yeah.
OOTD.
Yeah. Outfit of the day. These hot new jorts I just got.
And that's how they discovered him?
Yeah. So they found the culprit through Instagram or Facebook.
Meanwhile, the poor guy wakes up in his... First of all, how do you sleep through that?
He was drunk.
Must have been drunk or drugged. He drugged him to steal his jorts.
That's it. Case closed, guys. Wrap it up.
Come on.
Figured it out.
Just next time you have a case like this and you can't figure it out. Well, who knows if they figured it out because we're not reading the title.
That's all.
But this is exactly. So, I mean, we're not reading the article. We're just reading the title. You're absolutely right. So, these are the kind of titles that just send your imagination wild. You know?
They do.
Versus something that's pretty straightforward, you know? Which I don't have anything very straightforward to say. They're all pretty.
Do we have time for one more?
I think so.
Okay. I have a few. I'm going to give you one word and you tell me which one you want.
Okay.
I got karate. I got pleasure session. I have human pet house and I have cheese.
Pleasure session.
Naked, moaning Florida man arrested for 2 a.m. pleasure session on stranger's patio.
Is this the same person that was in the wetsuit?
No. I think it's the old man who was beating it off during while at the podiatrist. Like, I've never been somewhere and I'm like, I need to get this jizz out of me now.
Right now. I have to. Like, nature's calling in the wetsuit. No,
he was a peeping Tom. These people were banging in the kitchen or something.
And he was watching through the window.
He was watching it and sneezing on their arm.
So I have a local one, very related. Two women charged in Wappingers spa investigation, police. And underneath the picture, okay, I can't find it, so I'm not going to read the article, but authorities are standing outside of Your Green Spa on Route 9 in Wappingers. So this place is known to be giving hand jobs and whatnot at the end. Happy endings. So I know somebody who works next door to the place, and they sent me a picture of a loose leaf piece of paper that's scotch taped to the window in like 12-year-old handwriting. I ain't 12.
This is written in crayon.
Temporary closed for interior fix-up. Any inquiry, please call. And then it gives the phone number. Will open soon. These women were literally arrested for offering sexual favors at the end of their massages. And
you want suck?
The sign. Temporary closed for interior fix up.
You want suck or fuck, baby? BB.
They can't admit to actually why the place is closed. So, come on, people. Keep it clean. Keep it inside.
That's going to be the title. You want suck or fuck?
You can't make that the title.
I know. Fucking iTunes. I can't say that. They're going to shut me down.
It made me choke on my scotch.
Yeah. You suck, huh, BB?
Oh, man. What is it with people on our show and public masturbation?
It's a huge epidemic.
I guess so.
So I'm just going to read the last ones, and we'll put them in the description or something. Just okay. Because they're too good to just pass up. Or should I say, no, I don't want to save them.
Don't save them.
Florida man arrested for practicing karate on swans at Lake Eola Park. The human pet house.
Very self-explanatory.
Yeah, I mean, fuck you, swans. Japanese human pet house made for people who want to be cats. Who hasn't wanted to be a cat?
Why?
After this, I'm going to send you a song about wanting to be a cat. It's a really good song.
Everybody wants to be a cat.
And then the one about cheese. Man gets $180,000 after being crushed by 400 pounds of cheese.
Ouch. Eesh. I love cheese, but that's a little bit drastic.
Hey.
I do love cheese, though. Well.
So to find out more
on that
about,
note.
Yeah, to find out more about those articles, we'll have them on the website. I'll link it on there or something.
Perfect.
Website. Maybe. I don't know if iTunes will let me put all that. I'll try it.
Try it. Yeah. I know on Google Music you can put very extensive titles. If not, by the way, folks, if you want all the links to all of the titles and all of this stuff, please send us an email, subscribe, and we will send you a weekly email with all of the updates from
Whoa, that's heavy.
What's heavy?
A weekly email.
A weekly email. Yeah. Whoa. With our release.
Whoa. That's the first I'm hearing of this. Whoa.
We don't have to do it.
No, you have to do it now because I'm not going to edit that out.
Well, why would I say that?
I guess you signed up for MailChimp. I don't know.
MailChimp. No, I'm writing that shit myself.
Oh.
Until we have, like, 20 subscribers.
We do.
No, I mean email subscribers.
Oh. Don't fucking subscribe to any emails. Just press John to put that shit on Instagram or Twitter or something.
All right, I'll do it. You can't put links in descriptions.
I'll try it. I don't give a shit. I will try.
Well, good luck. All right. Thank you for listening.
Thank you for listening for PMS Weekly. Catch us on Twitter, PMS Weekly. Instagram, PMS Weekly. If you feel like emailing, pourmescotchweekly@gmail.com. Text us at tilbutbra. I don't know the phone number. Just fucking
zero.
Figure it out.
Tilbutbra0.
Tilbutbra0. And we will catch you next week.
Peace.
Bye.